Welcome to Mean Notes Podcast. My name is Macabre Reed, the personal style consultant and your host with a holistic approach. I will help you align your clothes, confidence, and productivity so you could utilize your image for better opportunity. On these fashion episodes, you'll get a mix of original audio content, What's Your Mean, the Afterthoughts and Conversation series, the Dressing Experience, speaking engagements, and more as we evolve. Are you ready to level up your personal appearance? All right, let's get this party started. I just want to advise, I am very careful about giving broad-based guidance because my approach is holistic and specific to the individual. So they can get to the root of the problem and not mask it with the get fly quick scheme or follow the fashion, aka what the masses have been feeding you.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Mean Notes Podcast. I'm your personal style consultant and host, Macabre Reed. If you guys are watching, I actually have a video. This is going to be exciting, but I have a new series. It's called The Dressing Experience, where I get into the backbone of why your dressing experience is why it is. So I actually have a person with me. You guys can actually see because, you know, I'm a visual, you know, type of business. So a lot of people have been asking me to bring people on because a lot of my clients do not want to see do not want their face to be seen because they're like high upper echelon. So today we have Vivian. Hello, Vivian.
Hi, Cara. How are you?
I'm great. Today was a non-workout day, so I'm like extra like chipper because I don't, my personal trainer is trying to kill me. Oh my God. But how was your day? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Today was great because it was my day off. So
okay,
basic chores around the house, that kind of thing. You got to catch up on all the days off. So yeah, just took a day to catch up on all the housework and that's about it. Nice and boring.
No, we all need to catch up.
You know it.
So let's dive right into what is going on with your wardrobe. Is this your wardrobe? Is it your closet? Like, what issues are you having with your personal appearance?
It's a mess. I can start with that. It's a mess. My biggest problem is I work and I have a uniform. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure if anybody can relate. When you get a uniform, you get kind of lazy about everything else.
Absolutely.
And so what I have discovered is that in my experience of my age, I've hit 55 now, that's kind of a tough age because I'm not quite at the edge of, the senior stylings like my dear mother,
right.
But I'm certainly not 20s that my niece is.
Okay.
So what I have found is I have slipped into the belief and the nomer that black hides everything. So,
oh God,
90% of my wardrobe, you're actually getting special treat here.
Okay, I got colors.
Right? Is black and, of course, leggings.
Okay.
You know, the whole pants thing. And
yes,
I'm a tall woman, and okay. So I could never get the inseam right. So I'm wearing right. pants, and they're always too short or too cutting me.
Or too tight and all
so
that.
What I would love to know is, how do we as mature women go about finding a style? You know, perhaps I see you've got a beautiful red shirt on. I mean, like, you look stunning. And how do I find that sort of median where I can feel, you know, good, powerful, sexy, but I don't look like I'm 100 years old?
Right. Okay. So congrats on having a uniform. A lot of people do not have uniforms, and that's one of my formulas I give my clientele, where I have them create a uniform, but it's not like a uniform as if like you're wearing the same exact thing. It's a formula as it's a uniform where I tell you, okay, you depending on what kind of industry they're in, and their dress code, okay, so find four different but collared shirts. And then your bottom can be skirt, pants, or skirt, pants, pants, skirt, or whatever the formula is going to be. But the top is always like a collared shirt. And then the pants, you can play around. So okay. I tell my clients to create their own formula for them to kind of be easy for them to get dressed, because they don't really have time. They have to start preparing for like a showing for real estate or negotiations or speaking and stuff like that. But as far as your age, this is actually my prime age of clientele. So don't
feel ashamed. Oh,
yes. Exciting. My oldest is 67.
Oh, wow.
Right. So that's yes. Awesome. So as far as finding stuff, do you know what your body shape is? Let's get to the bare bones.
The bare bones. Well, I've got the middle age sort of midsection. So nice and round in the midsection. And I got great legs. Mm-hmm. but I'm very middle heavy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So possibly your rounds, but ideally I would need to do a body shape assessment. Okay. So that would allow me to know, and also for you to see how your body is shaped. And once we have that foundation, then I would be able to let you see a visual guide of, okay, now the shape of your body needs to be compatible with the shape of your clothes. Because your body conforms. I mean, your shirt conforms to your body, and you create a new shape. So, for instance, I'm an inverted triangle. That means my shoulders are wider than my waist and my legs. Mm-hmm. So I have to draw more attention to my pants, surprisingly, versus my top. Now, for you, since you are around, and this is not concrete, but I'm giving you a possibility. You would need to draw more attention to your shoulders or your pants. Do not wear anything that's tight around your round belly, because that's going to draw attention. You want to draw attention away from the widest part of your body. So for you, your widest part is your stomach. So anything that's like a pendulum, because it's tight and then it flares out, that's kind of like a no-no. Don't put a belt around it. So, that's going to draw more attention to the round part. So finding something that's this top would actually be perfect for you, because this is a button down shirt. It's very, it's very loose and flowy, because it draws the attention away from it, from your round area.
Okay. So better to go with things that are looser fitting.
Yeah. Like it graces your body. Not tight, but graces your body. So it's like maybe like a half an inch off of your body, but it's still close.
Can I stand up and show you what I've got on?
Yeah.
And you can see what I see if I'm getting any kind of I'll stand over here if you can see me, I hope. So I've got this top with a layer on it. Now, is that risky, because that's now showing, look at this area that's, you know.
So I'm going to tell you a trick. The eye draws illusion. And like how I said, the clothes has lines and shapes. Mm-hmm. So whenever we look at something, because that shirt has an angle, I'm going to look at that angle before I look at anything else.
Okay.
And that angle is where you want to hide and conceal. So you want to stay away from stuff like that. So that's why I said you have to draw the attention up here, and then plain color, and then your pants can be like as festive as anything.
Yeah. Okay. So you keep solid, sort of solid up top, and I can go a little crazy down in the pants and skirt idea.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Keep your eyes away from the area, the trouble area, as I would say.
Yeah. So then that brings me to another question for you with regards to, say, skirts. Would I be better than to choose maybe a more straight line skirt than an A-line skirt? Would that, or which do you think would?
I mean, both of them would work. Again, with the A-line, you still would need, like I said, grace. Don't have it so tight, because some of the A-lines are like high waist, and that will draw attention to the area that you don't want attention to. But I mean, both of them are fine. A-line skirts are pretty compatible with pretty much every shape. Okay. But you, like, again, like I said, you have to not be so form-fitting. Just kind of have it like grace over your stomach, and then the flare-out is good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So more just the straight, the idea of straight and attention up here.
Correct.
Okay.
No attention or details around your stomach. Very simple. If the shirt is, if the shirt is plain or has detail up here, that's fine. If you want to put like a necklace, like a bib, a statement necklace, that's great, or earrings. And then your shirt should also be a little bit past like your hip.
Oh, right. Okay. Okay.
I
like the tunic style sort of thing. So
So keep it very clean cut around your stomach area, and then it can kind of just flare out with your starting from like your thighs and beyond.
Okay.
And that will kind of elongate you as well.
Yeah. Now, is that risky considering that I'm already kind of
tall? How tall are you?
I'm actually 5'10".
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a nice height. I think it's a nice height for female.
I love it.
It just all depends on you.
Okay.
It just all depends on you. If you feel like you're too intimidating to people, because I know some females don't like their height. They feel like, I don't want to intimidate people, especially males. And so I kind of got to minimize it. But I mean, it all just depends on you and your lifestyle.
Okay. Yeah. No, I like my height. I'm good.
Okay.
Another question. Do you remember years and years ago, they had the color paletting, and they had the spring and the winter and the summer and the fall.
Yeah, the color analysis.
Yeah. Does anything like that exist anymore? How do I figure out what colors are okay for me to wear? Because I'm not very good at looking at a color and saying, okay, that looks good on me.
Yeah, it just depends on your undertones. Okay. Your undertones, I have a lot of red. Through the camera, I want to say you are more of a cool.
Yeah.
I want to say you're definitely more of the cool. So cool are very good with blues. I would have to give you like a color wheel. I would have to give you a color wheel so that you can see what is compatible with your colors. But basically all the cool colors are compatible with your skin complexion and work very well. And if you want to wear anything on the warmer side, I would advise doing like a handbag or like accessories. Like say if you did like a monochromic, like a royal blue top with like a darker blue pants. And then you want to wear this beautiful green, like warm green, like a green yellow bag with it. You could do that with like a pendant, because that's a warm green. And then, but your overall aesthetic is a cool blue. So you're able to kind of just play around with that. But from the looks of your from the camera, it looks like you're cool. So you playing around with the, what happened?
This daggone storm. It knocked out my internet.
That's really bummer.
All right. So what were you asking me?
We were talking about color.
Okay.
Color wheel idea. And you were
The cool colors. The cool colors would be, I mean, every shade of color has a cool side of the spectrum. I mean, red is like the ultimate warm color, but when you put white in it, you just think about paint. When you put white in it, it turns like a soft, it gets lighter and it gets soft pink. And that's cool. So, I mean, Yeah, I just tell people think about colors as in paint, because even though that the dominant is red is warm and then blue is cool ultimately, but if you add more of a warm color, it goes to a spectrum that is warm or cool, whichever. Right. I mean, sometimes when I want to wear pink, I wear like a fuchsia, like a pink purple type. That's a warm pink. So right. That's suitable for me. I don't know. I don't really dive into color analysis, but I do incorporate it by letting you know what colors to stay within. And I would tell, and if they want like a tangible color to keep in like their wallet or their purse, I would tell them to go like Home Depot or Lowe's and take the paint things and stay within that color palette. But yeah, every color has like their warm or cool like sectors. And also go on Pantone.com and you can play with like the digital wheel on there to see what is cool, what is warm, what color goes with another color. And that'll kind of give you an idea to play around with like, okay, well, I have a shirt like this color. Mm-hmm. Maybe this idea to pair it with this.
Okay.
So yeah, that's a idea to do as well.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I think that covers a lot of the questions I had for you specifically. Okay. Like I say, I'm having such trouble with the middle-aged spread.
It's not that, I mean, but I love shopping at thrift stores, surprisingly.
Really?
And then reworking them.
Okay.
I got so that got, from my grandma.
Yeah, you got a little sewing talent.
Yes, my grandmother used to make me sew a lot. So, yeah, going to like thrift stores and kind of just grabbing old stuff and then throwing in like the modern day shapes or whatever's compatible with my body shape. Mm-hmm. I kind of just do that. Yeah, I don't know. Cause when I went in the stores, it's a lot of like, you know, mid shirts. And I'm just like, I don't want to show my stomach. Like I'm in my mid 30s. I don't want to be walking around like this. Like this isn't for me. No. So I don't know. I like to shop in thrift stores. I've always liked shopping in thrift stores, especially because I love earrings. Yeah, I buy a lot. I have too many earrings. It's pretty bad. I go there specifically for accessories because I know I'm just going to be happier than when I go into some store, some exotic store. And I'm just like, what the hell is this?
Yeah. $50 for a pair of earrings that really aren't that your style, right?
Correct. Yeah. So yeah, I go into thrift stores, real estate, garage sales. Yeah, I'm like an all around fashion person. So yeah, that's why I title myself as a personal style consultant, because I just dabble my hands in the resale, regarmenting, luxury. Yeah, everything is like a mix.
Yeah.
It's like a mix.
Because we have very interesting, I'm actually in Canada up on Prairie Provinces, and we have a lot of thrift stores in our city that go from, you know, the Goodwill that everybody knows up to a very high class, you know, Versace, Chanel sort of resale place. So, you know, we've got all kinds of options in terms of thrift stores to choose from. That I think might be a better starting point for me rather than going into trying to find a store that has things that would work for me, because it's not been working.
Yeah, starting out in thrift stores definitely can be, it depends on how you shop, because some people are just like, I just want to get something and just go. But yeah, starting out with thrift store, it's a lot more easier on your pocket because stuff is very, very cheap. And then just also have a tailor on deck. So you can have clothes tailored to your liking and you can just also just fix things up.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
So yeah. Yeah, I think that would be the best bet like for your profession. But yeah, I'm definitely a big proponent of just go to a thrift store, shop, look around, test it out, experiment. Yeah, especially if you're trying to just rework your style or you're going another phase of your life, the thrift store is like the greatest. I love thrift stores.
Well, Makara, that's great. I mean, those are all great things. Give me some great ideas and places to start with, which I really, really appreciate because I was not doing well on my own.
Yes, this is definitely what I do. So you could definitely check out my book. I've written a book.
Great. I'd love
to. I've written a book. It's my proprietary system on how to align your wardrobe style with your personal brands. It's coming out October 3rd.
Okay.
It's ready for pre-order now. But this is the kind of stuff that I'm like really dive into because I've done my fair share of fashion styling in the magazines and the celebrities, and it's just not my cup of tea. I rather work with people on a day to day and just organize, help them organize on the back end so it can be cohesive with their front end.
Yeah, we've frozen again, but I love the idea of a book, and I'll be looking for. What's the book called?
It's called What's Your Mean?
Ooh, neat. I like that.
Yes, discover, and the subtitle is Discover Your Fashion Identity.
Oh, lovely. October 3rd,
yes. If you're on Goodreads, I have a author profile. So I'm like certified author. So you can see my name in the book cover is like already out. So I'll be starting to do like my little press run starting in August.
Well, you got a first sale here for sure.
Oh my God, it's been a lot of work doing a crazy.
I know, I know. It is a lot of work to organize something like that, but you're passionate about it, so it's going to come through, and I can't wait to read it.
Yes. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of The Dressing Experience, where this Miss Vivian, I'm going to say. she's trying to transition, but she doesn't want to be the old lady. You know, dressing like an old lady. So she wants to be modern and just fulfilled in her age. So I gave her a couple of tips on how to dress for her body shape, even though we haven't identified it, but I gave her some ideas and also just some resources on how to get some color compatibility, whatever color she wants to do with cool, with Pantone, and also where to start off, thrift store. Thrift stores are always a great resource. You don't always have to go for the name brand. I mean, after all, we're all going to be tossing the clothes away and you're going to go. So labels for me is not a big deal. That's why I label myself a personal style consultant. So I hope you guys learned. Definitely leave a comment. Sharing is caring, and also just check out for some more. And if you would like to leave a feedback, you can definitely tap the button in the description and leave a voice message because it's a nice little cool feature there as well. All right. So you want to say anything else, Vivian?
No, just thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure. I really appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks so much. And I will talk to you guys later. Bye guys. Again, if you guys want to submit in your voice notes, asking a question, definitely email it to info@miien.co. And we look forward to hearing from you. Thanks so much for tuning in another fashionable episode. If you found this episode helpful or insightful, leave a comment on Apple Podcasts or wherever you are listening in. Share this podcast as well to a colleague, a friend, a homegirl, a partner, or even your travel buddy or something. Are you interested in hiring me as your personal style consultant for one-on-one services? Well, they are available. I have the closet plan, photo shoots, wardrobe management, makeover, as well as speaking and workshops for a party of five or more. And I know I don't talk about this much, but my secondary audience, which I do cater to and love near and dear because it keeps just my creative hearts flowing, which is the e-commerce styling for independent fashion brands. So yes, if you know an independent fashion brand who makes their own clothes or, you know, they just is a micro seller, I do lookbooks and campaign advertising for e-commerce styling because it's just, it kind of just gets me in my creative zone. When it comes to private clients, you know, my professionals are more a bit on the conservative side, but I do love y'all too. But the creative, the e-commerce definitely keeps my creative heart flowing. So if you're interested in that, log on to www.miien.co/services with an S at the end, and check out the description as well as the benefits. And if you're interested in furthering that, you can click on the button and complete the client inquiry form. Are you interested in improving your personal appearance on your own pace? We have fashion tools to help you control the pace of your style journey. Just log on to shop.miien.co and you will find books that you can read that actually has my proprietary system. Thanks so much. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye, y'all.